And then a second cutting of clover. Would you have a name for that?
No.
Wheat. This is a small collection of wheat tied up in a
sheaf.
And 30. You have one bushel of wheat, and you add 39 more than you have.
39 bushel. Bushels. I don't know. First, I would say 39 bushel.
Okay, I'll put both down. That's right. Corn stalks tied up.
Shucks.
Now, this is relating to, this is Quaker product, you know, Quaker.
Quaker oats.
Okay, now, how? What do they do to them in the field? They have a machine that...
Now, do you mean that they take the chaff off?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I guess.
Well, that's threshing.
Okay. Now, what would you? That's what I mean. I really don't know what.
Well,
that's
threshing.
That's the word I want.
Your father used it incorrectly,
all right.
And
that's
not
word
just
I,
my
that's
idea.
That's the word I wanted.
Thresh.
Okay. Now you'd say, relating to oats, you'd say oats. Let's put it in the present tense. Oats.
Oats are threshed. I think they're winnowed too.
That
along the same line.
Uh-huh.
I'll look at
that
when we get
that,
through
that.
Here. No,
okay.
I never use any of these
right.
things.
And if 2 miles is the greatest distance you could go, you'd say 2 miles is
farthest.
And if something belongs to me now, I'd say whose?
Yours.
All right, so you'd say.
Yours.
Yeah, let's say that the whole thing though.
The pencil sharpeners.
Oh, yeah.
It's yours.
And it belongs to us, you'd say.
It's ours.
And it belongs to them.
It's theirs.
And it belongs to him.
It's his.
Belongs to her.
Hers. Looking for his own and her own.
His own and her.
Well, that's
your,
his own and
yeah,
her own.
Yeah, but no, not only that, but it's
looking,
also you
yeah,
can yearn for yours.
That's a contraction. It's
yeah.
his own,
uh-huh.
her own, your own.
Okay. You want to know when someone's return? Well, let's just put it this way: do you use you all in any context? If you want to
unless I really mean all of you.
Then you might say.
Then I might say you all, with an emphasis on the all. Otherwise, no.
And would you ever say what all? What all did they say? You wanted to get everything? Or who all was there?
Yes, I've said that.
What?
Who all was there?
And something that you stretch around papers.
Rubber band.
And something you slide over papers too.
Paper clip.
And a place where you get a drink of water in the park.
Drinking fountain.
And a place where you can't park in front of these, you get a ticket.
Hydrant.
Did you ever hear a drinking fountain called anything else? Did you ever hear the term bubbler at all? Did you ever hear it?
Yes, I've heard.
Where?
It.
In Chicago?
Yes.
Any particular way? Any particular?
No, but I've heard people say bubbler. But I don't think it's common around
here.
All
right, what I wanted, and that's one thing, there was one other point I wanted, I always thought it might have something to do with German, because it's common in Milwaukee also. Something else I want to ask you is gangway. Do you remember if